الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء المرسلين وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه الحكيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The importance of the family and ourselves is important. In the Day of Judgment, our destination, our place is important. Allah says, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel will be people and stones. Save yourselves and your family. We love our children. We worry about their life, their health. When they are sick, we take them to the hospital. We choose neighborhood for them, the good neighborhood. We choose a school district, which is the best. We do everything best for their life, we're trying to do, because we love them. So when we love them, what about eternal life? The life after death. Do we care about this or not? So Allah has emphasized here, you have the responsibility. You have to train them. You have to train them to be a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're born to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a duty of the parents. Sometimes we emphasize only material gain. Their education is important. But which education? Something about this worldly life or the eternal life too. So we have to work on this. We have to work out. We have to prepare ourselves and our children. If we love our family, we will be together if we share the faith. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Faithful and their descendants who followed them in faith, we will make their descendants join them. So, if we want to unite ourselves, how it is going to happen? Only when we are faithful, we are believer, a true believer, and our children also sharing the same faith. In the Day of Judgment, there is no relation between each other. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَوْمَا يَفِلُ مَرَوْ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَحَبَتَهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day when a man will evade his brother, his mother, his father, his spouse and his sons. So, the only thing which can reunite is Iman. Now, so family is important. This is our responsibility. We are the one, as a parent basically, the responsible for their life. Because the God placed this responsibility on our shoulder. We should have a goal, the goal to train them. And this must be our goal. God basically hold us responsible for raising our children. Now, we heard when we are in your airplane, in the airplane we heard over and over. In the event of a change of air pressure, please put on your own oxygen mask first before assisting the person next to you. are traveling with the children, you heard this. If you are traveling with children, make sure that your own mask is on first before helping your children. This important instruction is essential, not only in airplane emergencies, but in life. In airplane, you have only 20 seconds or 30 seconds. In 20 seconds, the cabin decompression, during which all oxygen would be sucked out of the plane and our lungs. And in 30 seconds, we would be probably pass out. In our life, the same rule apply. Put mask on first, on you, so you can help others. Save yourself from the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take time to reflect on yourself and your needs. Spend some time, even a little focus on you, to know about your destiny as you think about your children, your family, which is also wajib and important. Why God created us? So learn Islam, practice Islam. This is the right way to help others. In this way, you can become their oxygen line. Otherwise, when Allah mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ أَلَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَعَلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْخِيَامَةِ. The losers are those who ruined themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.